Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Kelim HaNigmarim B'Tahara, Kelim that were finished, and while they were finishing, while they were being created, and the finishing touches were put onto this Kli, it was done carefully B'Tahara, because a Kli can only become Tame when it's completed. Before a Kli is completed, it can't become Tame. But whoever's completing it, let's say the person was a Chaver, and somebody that was careful, and it was completed B'Tahara, Tzrichin Tvila L'Kodesh, it would still need to be put into the mikvah for kachim avalola truma. But you don't have to be so machmir by truma. Why not? So the Rav explains, because we're afraid that perhaps maybe spit of an ama aretz went onto the kli. And even though it wasn't really finished yet, the kli, but maybe this guy walked by right before the chaver finished the kli, and the ama aretz walked by and he spit on it and it was still wet. And then the guy went and finished the kli, and the kli was finished while it still had this wet spit on it, which would be metameit. So we know that that's obviously a very far-fetched chshash. Nevertheless, they were choshesh by kodesh, but not by truma. That you didn't have to be so machmer for. Hakli mitzaref masha b'toichel kodesh avlo l'truma. Another distinction is when it comes to kachim, the kli is mitzaref whatever is inside of it by kodesh when it comes to kachim, but not legabi truma. So if you have different foods that are inside of a kli and one of them becomes tameh, even if it's not touching the other ones, the kli is mitzaref all of the fruits to become tameh. But we don't say this by truma. Now the case is, specifically the Rav says, if a tful yom, that's a person that went to the mikvah, but he has to wait for an harav shemesh, for the nightfall, to become tahar. So this person, if he touched one of them, it would passel all of them. But when it comes to truma, that's not true. Now what is this? Why is it that all the food that's inside of the kli become tameh when this tful yom touches one of them? And it's not just the tful yom, by the way, it's any type of tumah. Tful yom is probably the most makel because he's going to become tar very soon. He even went to the mikvah. But all the more so, if any other person that's tummy touches one of these foods, it would be mitame everything else by kachim. Because the kli is mitzarif. There's a famous maral that says that once the Jews, once they came to Eivor HaYarden, into Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of arvis. Why is that? Because Eretz Yisrael was like a kli, a vessel that all the Jewish people are arevim zebozeh. They become like one. Because the kli, which in the Chumash, he's referring to as Eretz Yisrael, is mitzaref them. Just like in this Mishnah, where we see that a kli is mitzaref by Kodesh. Now the source that this works this way is in Parshas Nasa, where the Torah says, when it talks about the Ketoros that the Nesim would bring, it says, Kaf Achas, Malaya Ketoros. Achas is that it's mitzaref, everything inside of it, all the different spices are Achas, are one. Mishnah continues, Haravi b'Kodesh Pasol, Vashlishi b'Truma. This is the eighth distinction between kachim and truma, that when it comes to kachim, the last level is a revi, the fourth. Meaning, there's a rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, then the sheni touches a shlishi, then a shlishi touches a revi. Pasul is always the last, it's like the dead end, because it can't pasul something else. So it's always called pasul, but that's it. So once you're revi, it's pasul, you can't eat it, but it doesn't aser something else. It's just aser b'achila. But when it comes to truma, the dead end, the puzzle by truma is the shlishi. That's the last level of truma. But that can't puzzle something else. Something that's a shlishi, that's tame, that's a shlishi, that food can't puzzle or make tame another a piece of food that's truma. And now the ninth halacha, uva truma im nitmeis achas miyadav chaver tatahara. If one of the guy's hands became tame, his other hand is still tar. We're dealing with tumma derabanan. That would just be mitame your daim, but not your whole body, like, for example, let's say a person touches a Sefer Torah, or let's say he touches a food that's tummy. Uva kodesh, matbil shtehen. He has to be toivel both of his hands. Now, why is this not the case by truma? Because by truma, a person's hands are a sheni. So if he would touch his other hand would become a shlishi. And we just said that a shlishi is the last level of truma. So if his other hand would touch truma, it would not be metameit. The last level of truma is a shlishi. Even though it is possible for one hand to be metame the other, let's say with a liquid, if they're both wet, because then a liquid becomes like a rishon, and then his other hand becomes like a sheni. So that would be an issue, because now his other hand that's a sheni can touch truma, be metamit, and make the truma into a shlishi, and be metamit. Nevertheless, as long as he knows he didn't touch it, we don't automatically assume that both hands are tame. But by kachim, if his hands, even if they're dry, they touched one to the other, you'd have to be toivel in the mikvah. Because even his, let's say his right hand was tummy, it's a sheni, it would make his left hand a shlishi. But by kachim we know, you go up to four. So even his left hand can be mitame kachim. So therefore you have to be toivel his left hand and his right hand. That's when they touch. And if his, let's say, right hand was tummy, but it was also wet, even if it didn't touch, they were geyser when it comes to kachim, that he would still have to be mitar both of his hands. Because, like the Farisol explains, we're afraid that one hand is going to touch the other one. Shayad mitames chaverta bakoidesh avaloi batruma, because the hand is mitama. The other hand, when it comes to kachim, like the Mark explains, is coming to include even your friend's hand, avaloi batruma, but not when it comes to truma.